My dear friends in Christ, today we celebrate the feast of the Assumption of Our Blessed Mother, body and soul, into heaven. And it was on November 1st of 1950 that Pope Pius XII solemnly proclaimed this as a doctrine of the Catholic faith, to be assented to by all Catholics, and that is that the Mother of God, had through the term of her earthly existence had ended, was taken body as well as in soul to heaven. And it wasn't through any merit or power of our Blessed Mother, but through the goodness and the power of Almighty God. Now the fact of the matter is that all of the prerogatives that our Blessed Mother was given by Almighty God were on account of her being precisely the Mother of God. So all of the privileges that she was given stem from her divine maternity, that she was to be the Mother of Almighty God. And so today, this Feast of the Assumption is considered to be the greatest feast in honor of our Blessed Mother, because of the fact that it is the completion and the consummation of all the graces that Almighty God bestowed upon Mary. So there are two things that we commemorate today. We commemorate first the happy departure of Our Lady from this life, and second, the assumption of her body and soul into heaven. So throughout the history of the Church, this Feast of the Assumption has been known by different names in different places. In some places, it was known as the Repose or the Paustatio of Our Lady. In other places, it was known as the Dispositio, the laying to rest. In other places, it was known as the Dormitio, the dormition or the falling asleep. And it was known by other names. But very interestingly, in the history of the Church, there arose a very famous debate. And that was as to whether Our Lady had truly died or whether she had just simply fallen into a deep sleep, a dormition. So the common opinion that theologians held was that she did experience death, and not as a penalty for sin, but it was in conformity to her Son who experienced death on our behalf. But regardless of this debate, either opinion can be lawfully adhered to. And when Pope Pius XII proclaimed this dogma, the Assumption, he did not solve this question when he proclaimed the dogma. He did not say whether she had truly died or had fallen asleep. He just simply, like I said, proclaimed that after the term of her earthly existence had ended, she was taken body and soul into heaven. But it is very fitting that our Blessed Mother should, on this day, rise and be assumed into heaven. And as we know, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. And how precious then is the departing of our Blessed Mother from this world. And as I mentioned, we know that our Blessed Mother was given many privileges, that she was conceived without original sin, that she was born in sanctifying grace, that she preserved sanctifying grace all the days of her life upon earth without the slightest tarnish or stain of venial sin or imperfection. And so it is held by the fathers of the Church that our Blessed Mother knew of her upcoming death or dormition, and that Almighty God sent the angel Gabriel to announce to our Blessed Mother that her time here upon this earth was coming. But we know that after the ascension of Our Lord into heaven, Our Lady had stayed behind some years on earth under the care of St. John the Apostle. And Our Blessed Mother helped in the propagation of the Catholic faith. She helped and encouraged the apostles in carrying on the work of our Divine Lord. And she remained on earth, knowing that it was the will of God and for the good of the Church. And we know that Our Blessed Mother had this great longing, to be with her Divine Son. And St. Alphonsus of Liguori says that it was a very painful separation for our Blessed Mother when our Lord was ascended into heaven. But nevertheless, our Blessed Mother would console her heart with visiting the different places associated with the life of her beloved Son. And we know that the devotion of the Stations of the Cross arose from our Blessed Mother herself. She was the one that would go and began this custom of visiting at least the different places associated with the Passion and walking what is known as the Way of the Cross, the Via Crucis. it is said or it is believed that she frequently visited the stable in Bethlehem where our Lord was born, the workshop at Nazareth where he lived so many years poor and despised, that she would visit the Garden of Gethsemane where he began his sacred passion, she would visit the Praetorium where he was scourged and crowned with thorns, and that she frequently visited Mount Calvary where our Lord died, in the Holy Sepulchre where he was flayed. But like I said, she spent some years on this earth after our Lord ascended into heaven, encouraging and exhorting the apostles. And at the end of her time here upon this earth, the angel Gabriel was sent to her to announce that her time was coming to an end. And her response was the same as the first. We know that when the angel Gabriel asked her to be the mother of God, she said her fiat. She said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word." And that was the same response that she gave to the angel Gabriel when he came to announce to her that her time on this earth is coming to an end. So it is believed, according to the fathers of the church, she imparted this news to St. John and to the rest of the apostles. And we can only imagine the grief and the sadness that must have filled their hearts when they heard the news. And so it is that she made one final visit to the holy places of Jerusalem before she retired to her cottage to prepare. And the fathers believe that many of the apostles and disciples were assembled in Mary's room, where she lovingly encouraged them to spread the faith. And she reassured them that she would continue to help them in their troubles and labors from heaven. But especially to St. Peter, she promised her special protection, and she thanked St. John for his loving care. And so it is that today, as we celebrate this feast of the Assumption, I mentioned it is the crowning feast upon the head of our Blessed Mother, and it is truly a day of rejoicing as she is received into heaven, and she is there as the Queen of all saints, the Queen of angels, and we know that she plays a very important part and a very important role there in heaven, interceding for us and helping us to get to heaven. And so it is that she is known as the co-redemptrix, as she freely consented to be the mother of the Redeemer, and she joined in the sufferings and good works of her divine Son for our salvation. And so she was given these great privileges, and we on this day commemorate this final privilege that was given to our Blessed Mother. And like I said, it is truly a day of rejoicing because from her throne in heaven, she is able to assist us and to intercede for us in a very, very special way. So on this Feast of the Assumption, let us commend ourselves to the care and the protection of our Blessed Mother. And let us rejoice with Catholics throughout the world as we celebrate this beautiful feast. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.